piling up the money, bird game. We getting plenty. Hit switches, we shipping crushes. We hit the bitches, pushy. We getting plenty. Clinkin' Patron, we check it home. I light up a shit that you need. Bring fat, stupid, just said she beat me with something shiny. But I popped the pony after 90. Jealous bitches get mad, I don't hit them with the dick. Them chicks are canal, polish the six so I can drop. Now I'm cruising the FDR, blowing on sticky. Shorty, she want it, she on it, I know she try to trick me. Try to get me the liquor, try to get me the sticker. State trooper pull me over, try to hit me with the chicken. Don't they know I'm out of bed? They had me in the shed, if they kept me slipping. It ain't no more big affair, so what you do? I told my bitch she checked the weight, gave my bitch like 20,000, and I told her
to hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Anyways, so we have our week 11 podcast going on right now. We have Carl, huge fan of the Saints, so we're going to be doing live podcast while he's watching his team. Currently tied up 3-3.
3-3.
First quarter is about to end. But anyways, let's get into it. First game is currently going on. Might as well be 0-0. Saints, Carolina at Carolina. Carl, what do you got for me?
Oh, man. I'm loving these jerseys, man.
Those are tough. Saints
looking like the White Ranger from Power Rangers.
They are. So Tommy.
I'm definitely digging that. For this game, I think Saints were dogs by three. So Carolina was favored by three. And rightfully so, they're home. They definitely do their thing. It's a Thursday night game, short week. We got a couple of injuries. But it's the Saints. I'm going to go against them. I think Carolina wins this game.
Oh.
Saints usually prove me wrong.
Yes,
it's a short week. I want to see more from the Saints. So hopefully we can pull this out. But if not, yeah, definitely Carolina could win this. I got Carolina on this one.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to be contrarian. I have the Saints winning this.
Yeah, okay.
I think that the Panthers are a really flawed team right now, especially at cornerback.
Okay.
We've seen some drop passes already by Fleener and Cooks.
Yeah.
But I really like Cooks in this game. I love Michael Thomas in this game. And I think
psych, I lied, bitch! Of course I'm going with the fucking Saints. What's wrong with you? We in my house. We watching my damn game on my damn TV. Fuck! Carolina. Let's go, Saints.
All right. All right.
Yeah,
okay, next game.
Like, now, players you want to look out for this game, definitely Drew Brees. I think he can get off in this game. They're probably going to start running, as you saw in the first quarter, in the first possession. I definitely like Cooks in this game against that secondary.
Have to.
Yeah. Also, you could look at Snead, man. He definitely impressed me last week. I wasn't expecting that, honestly. That definitely was a shocker. So Snead,
Michael Thomas, man.
Nah, I'm not going to Michael Thomas. Nah.
Okay.
I think we're gonna not go back too much to that well. We're gonna avoid him a little bit. We're gonna keep it on the ground game. Hightower, Ingram, Snead, and Cooks, man. That's where you can go. And as far as the Carolina side, man, give me some Cam Newton, give me Kelvin Benjamin, and that's Greg Olsen. He could definitely get off in this game as well. Defenses, none.
Yeah, absolutely not. Neither of these teams have good defenses. By the way, throughout this podcast, you hear Carl start cursing. It means the Saints are fucking up. So take with that what you will.
We're going to try to rush through this.
Yeah. All right, so next up, we have the Steelers at Cleveland.
Oh, man, this game I like right here. This is actually a team that you could pick for survivor. I definitely see Pittsburgh winning this game. They have to, man. Their back's against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh is an 8-point favorite on the road going to the dog pound, rightfully so. I don't even know who's going to be the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Honestly, it doesn't even matter. Big Ben knows they got to get right. You saw what Tama did last week, man. That was a bad. He tried to run up the score, and it backfired on them. They definitely could have blown out Dallas, but fuck, tackle him, man.
Kelvin Benjamin's beasting. So, yeah, go on with your thoughts.
But yeah, they could have blown out Dallas, but we saw that didn't work out in their favor. They kept going down for 2-point conversions, and that was a fail.
Yeah.
But I definitely could see that happening to Cleveland, and it's going to be the opposite. I could definitely see this game being a blowout. Give me Ben Roethlisberger. Give me Le'Veon Bell.
AB.
Give me Antonio Brown, Eli Rogers. No Sammy Coates. Please, no Sammy Coates.
No.
I don't want to touch any of the tight ends. And on the opposite side, give me Crowell. Hugh Jackson came out and said they're going to go back to the running game. They definitely abandoned it with the, a couple of weeks. So Crowell should be in play. You saw what Zeke Elliott did to that defense. Terrell Pryor's in play because they got a weak secondary. So those are the only two players I'm targeting. Duke Johnson, maybe. That's more PPR.
PPR, definitely, yeah. Duke Johnson.
So, yeah, man. That's what I like. I like Steelers in this one.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I have Steelers, too. Right now, I mean, I think the Browns have a solid foundation. And actually, I like Cody Kessler a lot for this team. Obviously, he's a rookie, but I think he can develop. They'll probably draft a quarterback in the first round next year. But
you think so?
Yeah, they probably will. Yeah, I mean, they're going to have two first-round picks. They're going to have the first overall pick, so they might as well.
Lamar Jackson.
He's not available this year.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You thought.
Back.
Okay. So they'll probably either get Deshaun Kizer, Deshaun Watson, or Mitch Trubisky.
I don't like Kizer.
I like Trubisky. And I like Myles Garrett as well.
If they go quarterback, man, this dumb organization is going down the dumps.
Well, we'll save this for our pre-draft podcast in a few months. But anyways, I like Steelers a lot in this game, obviously. Big Ben's about to come back with a vengeance right now. I think he's going to put up at least 300. Definitely would target him for DFS purposes. Target AB. Definitely target Le'Veon as well. This is a triple stack game right now because they're going to blow it up. So,
and you saw how Tomlin, man, he's relentless with the doubles. He's trying to run the clock and run the points up.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't care. Yeah. And it bit him in the ass, man.
Yeah. All right. So next up, we have an interesting game. We have Baltimore at Dallas.
Oh, man. Baltimore at Dallas. Dallas is tough at home, man. I don't like Baltimore away. So I'm going to go with the home team here, and I'm going to go with Dallas. I think they keep doing what they're doing, and they keep winning games. Good defense! Damn, and they're going to keep doing what they're doing, and they just play well. Dak and Dez is on a roll together, and then you got Ezekiel Elliott. The Baltimore weakness is their run game. The defense is the run. So I could see Zeke getting freaky in this game, man. Freaky Zeke, you like what I did there, right?
Yeah, hell, bro, the shooters. I definitely feel that. I think that this is a game that really spells for the ground game. Obviously, if you can afford in DFS, get Zeke. This is a game where he'll probably have upwards of 20-plus touches. Mm-hmm. I think this is a really game that's going to hint to his narrative. I like this a lot. On the other side, this is a contrarian play. I like Mike Wallace a lot, too.
Nah.
I think that the Cowboys are vulnerable to the deep pass. So I can see that happening.
I can't, because for the simple fact that Big Ben couldn't really get nothing off with AB, man. It took them a while. They were struggling all game. Dallas, surprisingly, yeah, I don't know how they're doing it, but, yo, they're stopping the deep throws and everything. So, and J.J. Wilcox, whew, that boy out there is laying the wood.
Yeah, pause. Yeah, but no, he's killing it. I mean, that's someone who I would target definitely from Baltimore.
Steve Smith, man. Give me the short routes. Give me the dink and dunks. I love Steve Smith all day.
We'll see. We'll revisit this. But I have Dallas winning this game.
Okay, all right, we both got Dallas.
Yeah, moving on, we have the Battle of the Cats. We got Jaguars at Detroit Lions.
This should be a get-right game for Detroit. Man, yeah. Coming off the bye. Detroit is favored by 6.5 here. Yeah, man, I don't like anything Jacksonville is doing. They're just horrible, man. They got to pack it up and get ready for next year. They probably going to clean house with the coaching staff. I can't see them bringing everybody back for next year. And Blake Bortles, man, he's just horrible. I called this. I knew the regression was coming. It's bad, man. I didn't think it was going to be this bad. It's
right?
Like bad. But give me Detroit in this spot. I like Theo Riddick in this spot. I also like I actually like Golden Tate and Marvin Jones to get right in this game, too. For Jacksonville, tight end Julius Thomas attacked Detroit with that. And that's about it, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, I could see A-Rob having a game. He's been stepping it up recently, especially in PPR. But all in all, obviously, this is going to be a Detroit game. They're at home. Stafford's been balling. There's no really on Jacksonville's secondary that scares me right now. I love Jalen Ramsey, but he's not ready yet. This is a Marvin Jones, Golden Tate type of game. Ebron, if he's healthy, is definitely something you want to target as well. So I think this is going to be a Detroit game all in all, and I could definitely see them putting up major points, upwards of 30 right now.
Get it.
All right, moving on. We have AFC South battle. Tennessee Titans at Indianapolis.
Oh, man, this is going to be a good game because Tennessee Titans is currently above the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
This is a divisional battle. Colts took the first game. Tennessee's going to want to get right and take this one. So, I mean, so it could be 1-1. But, sorry, Tennessee. Can't see you going to Indianapolis and taking this, especially Colts after the bye, and they're getting a lot of players back.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely see Colts winning this one. It's going to be fireworks in this game. Moncrief is going to go off. T.Y., man. As much as I don't want to go back to the well, it's hard to avoid T.Y. in this matchup.
I think this is a big T.Y. game right now.
Yeah, it's hard to avoid T.Y. Gore, he's actually a contrarian play. You could pivot off other backs. Definitely get some Gore action because he got some end zone love last game against Tennessee Titans. On the opposite side, you want to go Walker, Mariota, Don DeMarco.
Yeah, I mean, Don's the biggest player for me in this game.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Don DeMarco's matchup-proof, man. Every week, just line him up back there. He's matchup-proof. So, yeah, man. What about you? What you think? My fault. Yeah, I think the Colts are going to win. The spread is 3.
Yeah, I actually have the Titans winning this one. Okay. I think that the Colts are too flawed right now. I know they're getting some players back, but obviously I just think
back
the Titans...
against the wall, man. It's a must-win. This is technically a must-win.
I don't like the team at all. I don't like their defense, especially a team like this. Titans have one of the best offensive lines. They're going to just really pound the rock against them. I think DeMarco could easily have over .120 against them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mariota, he's really been in his bag right now. So I could... see him having at least 2 touchdowns as well. I think the Titans are going to come in here upset and really start to take the reins of the AFC South. So I could see this.
They ain't taking no reins over, man. Houston's still out here winning games.
Boy. Yeah, but I think it's going to come down to a shootout. I think Titans are a better team right now than the Texans are. But we'll get to that in a bit. But
oh, man, I really wish he would start targeting freaking Fleener, man.
Yeah, well, Fleener sucks and he drops passes. But anyways, have the Titans winning. Next game, we have the Buffalo Bills at Cincinnati.
Oh, man, this is a good game. It's going to be a close game. Cincinnati currently favored by 2.5. They're home. Buffalo's coming off a bye. We saw Cincinnati just they actually lost that game. They could have beat the Giants.
That was a good game. That was a really good game.
They could have beat the Giants, but they didn't.
Nope.
And Buffalo is coming off the bye, well-rested. LeSean McCoy, well-rested. Percy Harvin's going to be more involved this time, so that should be good. I'm going with the dogs, man. Give me Buffalo on the road in Cincinnati, getting the dub.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is a Bengals game. They had a tough loss where they had some real big players going after it. Right now, the Bills are vulnerable in the secondary. Stephon Gilmore is just fucking with his money right now because he was due for a big contract year. He's been getting burned left and right. I can see AJ Green having a revenge game where he really goes off over 100. I'm going to give him 2. I'm going to give him 2 touchdowns this game. I'm calling it right now. And Eifert's back. Folks, Eifert's back.
Eifert is back. He did his thing,
so
man.
Right now, I see both these guys going off. I like both those players in a home environment. I think the Bengals win this game, and I think it's not even going to be close, frankly.
Oh, what? Not even close?
Nope.
Cincinnati 2.5 only? Yeah, it's going to be a close game, man.
We'll see.
But
All right, so moving forward, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Kansas City.
Oh, man, Tampa Bay going to Arrowhead. Thank you, man. I need them to catch this L. Kansas City's favorite, 7.5. I got Kansas City in this game. I think they could get right on the ground against Tampa Bay as well as in the air. I like Kelce in this matchup, but honestly, I'm not touching anybody from this game.
Yeah.
I probably have Doug Martin. That's another contrarian play.
I like that.
Doug Martin.
Low-owned, low-percentage,
Kansas City is not a tough defense.
Yeah.
Doug Martin can definitely get off. He looked okay versus Chicago in a limited play, but he did his thing. He got a touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way that Noodle Arm about... No, I'm just fucking with you. I think Chiefs definitely have this. I could see Jameis having a few touches, but right now he's looking like he's just throwing picks left and right. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving dinner, he's going to have a few passes over to Marcus Peters.
Man.
So
they need more weapons on the offensive side. Instead of drafting kickers and moving
the
second up
round,
to the
second
round, then you should have got like a receiver or something.
Absolutely.
Come
so,
on, man.
I think
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Let's get it.
Nah, I definitely have the Chiefs winning this one. I think they'll continue to pace towards the AFC, where they'll be heading to a 10-win season and losing the first round of the playoffs. So definitely have the Chiefs winning this. All right, moving on. We have the NFC matchup. We have the Bears going to the Giants.
This game is going to be boring.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to say good. No, it's not. It's
you
far
thought.
From it.
You thought.
Chicago is not favored. Giants favored by 7.5, rightfully so. I think they're in a good spot, and to keep continue that with that win streak, they continue to do good things. Odell's gonna continue to go off. I think he gets another touchdown in this, and definitely if you want to play him in fantasy. Lock him in there for sure. Run game is still gonna be suspect in my opinion. That run game is just atrocious. If they got the run game going, the Giants would be too tough. But hey, you can't have it all. I definitely expect Collins to get a pick. What you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, Collins is one of the best defensive players right now. I think this is a huge ODB game. I could see Sterling Shepard have a contrarian matchup as well. Bears are just food right now. So, especially with Cutler. I actually wouldn't mind taking Giants defense in DFS as well. I feel like they'll be under-owned and they'll be cheaper than they should
be. Nah, they can't be under-owned, especially what the Tampa Bay Bucks defense did. Yo, they almost put up like a 30 spot on them. If not, I think they probably did. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
No, so I definitely have the Giants winning this, though. So, and I think those will be pretty crazy. All right, anyways, moving on. We have the Cardinals at the Vikings.
This is going to be a good game. This is a game where Minnesota definitely needs to win to turn the ship around, man. Start getting these wins. Take advantage, man. They could have took advantage of it and could have definitely blew the lead on Green Bay. But now they're like right there with Green Bay still. I think Minnesota gets right here and they beat the Cardinals. I was going to say upset, but they're favored by 2.5. I don't know who's going to get right in this game, but I like Minnesota in this game.
I want to pick Minnesota, but they've really fallen off a cliff. And I read a stat that, like, since week two, they've only had 3 quarterback sacks or something like that.
Yeah,
since then, they've really fallen off defensively.
But you got to realize the Cardinals aren't strong as well. They almost lost to the San Francisco 49ers at home.
The worst thing the Vikings did was not have an outside stadium because it just completely defeats a home field advantage. So right now, inside, I feel like who has a better passing game? Is it the team that's on their 3rd-string left tackle since Jake Long has gone down for the Vikings?
Oh, yeah.
And they have Chandler Jones, who's one of the best pass rushers in the NFL right now, with Marcus Golden as well.
But they're getting the ball out quicker, man.
I don't trust in that offense right now.
Okay.
I would definitely pick Stephon Diggs in DFS, but right now I think the Cardinals are going to come in here and upset this game.
Do you think DJ goes off, could go off?
This isn't a defense I'd pick them against. They're a good run-stuffing defense still. They're super athletic. I wouldn't pick many players on the Vikings. I wouldn't pick many players in the Cardinals either.
Nice.
Only players I'd like right now are Stephon Diggs, and that's about it, really. I think the Cardinals still win, but it's going to be an ugly game. It's going to be a low-scoring game, in my opinion.
Yep.
All right, moving forward, we got the Miami Dolphins at the LA Rams.
This is the opposite of fantasy goldmine. Whatever that is. Definitely don't want to touch anything here. You probably could touch JHI, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Tannehill is officially a game manager now.
I called it.
Doesn't matter. They're in a winning position. They're like 2 games above 500.
That's what it says about the AFC.
They're better than the Jets.
Everyone,
that really matters.
We're moving forward towards
it
next year.
Matter.
We're talking about next year.
What did I say?
No.
I said it was going to be what, like
10-6? You said they were going to be 10-6 and be a wild card.
And they only lost 4 games.
And the wild card.
They still got a couple weeks.
They're not making the motherfucker.
Let's go, Miami.
Okay,
though I took my cape off. It was for Tannehill. But the team as a whole, they're doing their thing, man. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Bah.
I think they could definitely go into LA and get this win, man. They're starting their rookie quarterback. I don't even know his name.
Jared Goff, the first overall pick. They traded the franchise for him.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Don't speak of that name here.
Mm.
LA Rams, they have nothing going for them besides their defense because Gurley's not an option at all. Speaking of these two teams, a player that they have in common, Isaiah Pede, man. He got into a freak accident and lost part of his
life. Oh, man.
Yeah, he lost part of his life.
Get well, dude. Get well.
Get well, Isaiah Pede, man.
Praying for you, man. That's rough. Yeah,
I like Miami in this matchup. They're actually favored by 1.5.
I have one player who's going to go off in this.
Oh, Kenny Britt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jersey, ever since he met him at the mall,
Jersey City legend. Jersey City yeah, legend.
Been on that.
He was a nice guy. No, but Kenny Britt's one of the best receivers in the NFL right
what
now.
What does butt look like?
What?
Nah.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Yo, you sound like you talking like you've seen the man naked, man. Relax.
Okay. Wishful thinking from you. Ask me descriptions about this man's physique.
Oh!
Who beats through interception.
Oh, my God.
That's a noise you hear. Man. That's a noise that you hear. Coleman's shaking people. Oh, okay, anyways, so that's why Carl disappeared from the podcast. Anyways, I like Kenny Britt in this matchup because I don't like the Dolphins secondary. I think J.H.I. will have over a $1.50 again. And ultimately, I do think that the L.A. Rams win this. I like Jared Goff in this offense. I think they'll give Gurley a lot of run.
Right, did I don't you think see Gurley's... him in the beginning? Like,
no, really... I don't. I'm not a fan of Gurley. I don't think Gurley's elite like everyone's talking about.
Jordan Meany player. Yo, that was a good play by Coleman, man.
Yeah, okay. Wow. So no one knows what you're talking about. But yeah, yeah. I don't think Gurley's elite. We memed him this week.
Targeting Fleeter. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Of course.
Interrupting because no one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyways, I don't think that Gurley is an elite player. And we Jordan memed him this week because he just wasn't really doing anything. He hasn't done anything all year. But ultimately, I think this LA team has some players. I love their tight end, Higbee. I love Kendricks. I think Kenny Britt's a really good player as well. And so is Tavon Austin. So I think Jared Goff has enough players around to make some plays happen. And Miami going across the country in a flawed team with Tannehill, I don't like it. I would definitely pick up Landry, though, as well, just for DFS purposes and PPR. So we'll see what happens. Moving on, we have the New England Patriots at San Francisco, home of Tom Brady and Julian Edelman.
Patriots.
Yeah.
The Patriots.
Absolutely. You got to take both of those players. First time Brady's played in San Francisco, he actually talked about this week. He remembers when he was getting drafted that San Francisco said they would take him in the 5th round. They didn't. New England took him in the 6th round. He's still pissed about that.
Oh, man. Yeah, everybody on the Patriots is a bell, DFS-wise.
Yeah.
Only player I'm targeting on San Francisco side is Kaepernick.
Yeah. I'm taking Hyde because he's getting healthier, and it looks like he can run the Patriots right now. But you got to take Bennett. You got to take Edelman. You got to take Brady. Brady is hair plugs, though. He went bald. He didn't accept it, so fuck him. But anyways, moving forward, I definitely take him in this game, and Paige is obviously going to win. All right, next game, 425 game. We have the Eagles at Seattle.
Oh, it's going to be a good game. This is ugly.
It's not a good game. This is not a good game.
No, it's going to be a good game. Talking about like defensive-wise, and it's going to be a low-scoring game. But... I'm so tight. I pivoted off of them last week in favor of the Falcons because I listened to Cody Blabber, blah, 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 blah. And I lost that game. I like Eagles. I like Seattle. I like what Seattle's doing. Seattle's favored by 6.5, and I can't see Wentz going down to Seattle and winning this game.
Absolutely
so
not.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Give me Seattle.
Absolutely. Russell Wilson balled the fuck out in Foxborough.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's really like one of the next great quarterbacks.
I was about to say something about that.
For taking Future's Bride.
You can't speak good about Russ.
As lame as that was.
You can't speak Russ.
He's balling out. He's at the next level. And he's arguably one of the top 3 quarterbacks right now in the NFL. So I got to give this team credit.
Yeah.
Seahawks are really making a name for themselves and taking over the NFC. So obviously having them win this game.
Yeah, Christine Michaels, man.
Precise is so good. Yo. He played receiver in college, and he's over here, and he's added a new element. I love that so much.
They did him dirty, though. They did Michaels dirty.
Well, he's in GB now, so let's... speaking of GB, we're going to move on to Green Bay at Washington, where Christine Michaels playing right now. How do you feel about that?
He's not going to get any, like... He's not going to do anything.
Wow.
But this is going to be a good game, high scoring. Green Bay is simply not there. They're defensively. I don't know if Clay Matthews is even going to be in this game. This is going to be a shootout. Washington's favored by 3.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, boy.
I actually like Washington in this game for the simple fact that they got the defense to contain Green Bay's receiving core. So, give me Washington.
If you're doing DraftKings right now, there's one player you absolutely have to have, and that's Jameson Crowder. Because Green Bay is just beat up at cornerback right now. If you're doing PPR, Jamison Crowder is going to get you at least 15 points. I promise you. Yep. I promise you. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it next week on the podcast. He'll get you at least 15 points in DraftKings. You need to get Jamison Crowder.
Reed Dallas.
Absolutely. Reed Dallas. I like Reed a lot as well in this. I think this is going to be a game where Kirk Cousins is going to glow up. As much as I love Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't have the supporting cast around him. Don't like a lot of players there. I think the Redskins win this, and I think that this is the beginning of the end for the regime they have right now for GB, and they need to start making some changes going into the offseason.
For sure. I agree, man.
All right.
Whatever. Keep going, please.
What's wrong?
Yo, ever since he had that press conference about getting hit, now they want to throw flags. Yo, man, he got hit inbounds.
Can you tell our fans what you're talking about?
No.
Okay, he's talking about Cam Newton, but
no.
Carl's very emotional right now. Cam Newton's got a flag after he ran for a first down. All right, moving on. We have a game in Mexico. The Houston Texans at the Oakland Raiders in Mexico City.
Yeah, man. Oakland Raiders favored by 6 in this game. They're coming off the bye, man. Latavius Murray looked good. This is a good spot for Oakland, man. I definitely like Latavius. I like Crabtree. I like Cooper in this matchup. On the opposite side of the ball, so the only person you can really rely on is on Lamar Miller, and that's even a stretch because he hasn't been doing anything on the ground lately. He can't seem to find an end zone. So, man, I don't know what to do, but I like Oakland winning this game. They're 6-point favorites.
The Texans need some milk. Nah, fuck the Texans, though. Brock Osweiler is awful. He ruins everyone's fantasy season. Ruined DeAndre Hopkins' fantasy season. Ruined Will Fuller's fantasy season. Ruined his own fantasy season. Fuck them. Raiders are going to win the AFC West. They're the most talented team in that division. Love Derek Carr in this matchup. Love Michael Crabtree. This would be a really good, easy win for them. And they're actually getting Alden Smith back, too. So it'll be interesting to see. Anyways, have them winning it. And, you know, for me, my DraftKings and my Survivor pick of the week is going to be New England. What about you?
Survivor pick of the week is going to be Pittsburgh. And yes, folks, I'm still dancing.
He's a dancing queen, folks. Anyways, this is Cody.
This is Carl.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Be thankful.
That was so rude. All right, peace. Wait, Thanksgiving is not this week.
It's next week. Yeah.
Fuck you. To our listeners.
Bye.
I ain't stuntin' like my daddy, I be stuntin' in the caddy, he be stuntin' like his bitch. I'm ballin' in the biz, know some bitches, know me and Capo, they call us the twins. You ain't thinkin' that it was over, they had me sittin' up, and now the day I was sober, drugs, I was gettin' plenty. Shit, see me wild, see me stab, see me pallin' up the money, bird game, we gettin' plenty. We hittin' switches, we sippin' crushes, we hit the bitches, pussy, we gettin' plenty. I was whipping and dipping, pushing them sixes, tired, skinny, and Scotty Pippin' down the highway, ripping. I get it for cheap, when they swatting mosquitoes and they cow tipping. They putting up smoke rays about they gunplay, but I'm in a different phase. I just approach you with K's. I might push your wig back like tight braids. These niggas hating cause they throwing rims on proteges. Ain't nothing you could tell me really about this hustle. I done sold it all. Eat pills, cocaine, and let it bubble. Heron to pounds with the ruffles. To running up on niggas with the 36 shot with the muzzle. They say send about a 12 on the Richter scale. I'll let y'all know when school's out like 3 o'clock bells. I hear him ringing the doorbell, but I'm laid up with something puffing on green as shit than a turtle shell. You thinking that it was over? They had me sitting up, and now the day I was sober, drugs I was getting.